is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In about 2 weeks, President Trump says new tariffs will now go into effect against two of America's largest trade partners, Mexico and the European Union. The BBC's David Harper with reaction from London.
The president of the European Commission has warned that consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic will be hurt by new tariffs on EU exports announced by President Trump. Europe, along with Mexico, are the latest targets of Mr. Trump, who in 1 week has announced higher duties on 25 countries he believes are exploiting the United States. Both the EU and Mexico said they would continue trade talks up until the August the 1st deadline.
More than 170 people remain missing after more than a week in those Texas floods, and more rain is hitting this weekend. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Just like last weekend, we are watching flooding this weekend, and unfortunately, it's going to be for some of the same areas across Texas Hill Country, with flood watches in effect from the Red River all the way down to the Mexican border. We started with showers and storms across a very stalled front, and that now is meeting up with moisture from the Gulf. It's a recipe for, once again, some severe flooding.
Wildfire smoke from Canada has made for bad air quality over parts of the upper Midwest. That includes most of Minnesota and parts of Montana, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Sunday marks 1 year since someone tried to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the dead shooter, Thomas Crooks.
He actually went dark in the final months. Our investigation found he used VPN technology to make his internet searches less trackable, then kind of ghosting the rest of the world as he had his online life. It may be a symptom of a problem, but it also makes it difficult to measure what Thomas Crooks was about and what was driving him. He died in the shooting moments after he pulled the trigger, and this FBI investigation that's been going on for a year has yet to show the world what the heck was motivating him.
The Israeli defense minister recently presented plans to move more than 500,000 Palestinians into a so-called humanitarian city to be established on the ruins of Rafah. But, says our Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv,
the Israeli government argues that setting up closed cities would allow them to filter out Hamas fighters from the people moving in. But some lawyers say it would simply be illegal to coerce people into relocating at all.
In honor of the 20th anniversary of the World Series championship in 2005 for the Chicago White Sox, former star Paul Konecko gets a present from another number 14.
2 decades later, Cardinal Supich honors this historic number 14 connection by presenting Paulie with a special White Sox jersey signed by Pope Leo XIV.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
40 years ago, Live Aid concerts looked to raise money and bring the world together.
Around the world, it's time for Live Aid.
Thousands jammed London's Wembley Stadium and JFK Stadium in Philadelphia.
This is your Woodstock, and it's long overdue.
More than 70 artists performed. Phil Collins flew the Concorde to appear at both shows.
I was in England this afternoon.
The concerts were live on TV all over the world, reaching 1.5 billion viewers, raising more than $100 million for famine relief in Ethiopia. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
President Trump says he is considering taking away the U.S. citizenship of his longtime rival, actor and comedian Rosie O'Donnell. However, a decades-old Supreme Court ruling expressly prohibits such an action by the government. Matt Piper, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little hazy from smoke, and a low in the mid-60s. Filtered sunshine for tomorrow and warmer, a high in the low 80s. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Stays warm through mid-next week, highs in the 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
She drives me fast and she drives me fast. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. I
Second Street got Big Jim a Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know? Tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. And he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song of different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
see me with another girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you'll see my smile.
Shouting from the mountains all out every stage.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later.
the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It has been 1 year since the assassination attempt of then-candidate Donald Trump. It happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, during a rally.
20-year-old Thomas Crooks was armed with a rifle when he climbed atop a building with a clear view of Trump's podium. Trump was shot in the ear. One audience member was killed and two were injured. A sniper killed Crooks. Former classmates said Crooks was a loner.
He was like a